On a Monday morning, every Monday around this time, we talk about Michigan businesses and products, and Country Style Market has lots of Michigan products for sale, and I think they probably will at their new location, too. Steve Fernandez is here. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Paul.
And Michelle Jones. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning.
It has been, I guess I didn't realize how long it's been since we checked in on your downtown grocery store, but it's been a while, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's probably been 14 months or greater.
Well, we know that you've been busy over there getting everything ready, and I know that you must get a lot of people kind of looking in the windows to see what things are looking like in there.
Yeah, I think that's a true measure of interest on this project is the amount of smudge and nose prints on the windows, and we've been trying to keep up with cleaning them, but the reality is we've been working on this for 10 months now. We've crossed the 75% mark as far as completion goes. There's probably 15 to 20 different craft trades people working in there right now. And we anticipate that in about 10 weeks, we're going to be opening the store downtown.
Wow. That's huge. That's a big deal, isn't it?
Well, going from 75% to 100% and then trimming out or filling in the store with all the equipment and then putting the coolers and freezers and stocking the shelves in a 10-week time frame is kind of a tall order.
It's ambitious, but if anybody can do it, you guys can, because this has been a long project, and we knew it would be, right?
Yeah, it started in the summer of 2018, and basically it took every bit of 3 years to get us to this point where we're this close, but you got to factor in financing, the environmental assessment work that had to be done. We had to fix the roof, so we took all the siding off and kind of revealed what the building looked like, which was kind of an ugly blot in downtown for a couple of years. But we really couldn't do anything beyond just fixing the roof because that was part of the project requirements. And once you start, you really have to start. And so here we are, 3 years plus later, and it's starting to shape up to be a pretty cool-looking corner.
It really is, and you can really see that now. You can really kind of see what it's going to look like, can't you?
Yeah, the probably the biggest change cosmetically on the exterior was that we took all the bricks from the two chimney stacks that were in the back of the building. One was 25 foot tall, the other was 30 foot tall, and we harvested all those bricks and used them to complete the front brick facade. So there's 10,000 bricks on the exterior and there's 10,000 bricks on the interior that were once part of the chimney stack. So that was one of the most profound repurposing of the building that we did with the bricks.
Well, that's what makes downtown Port Huron special, I think, is that you've got all these great old buildings and, so many of them are kept intact and restored and look, their historical integrity, I guess, is taken into account.
Yeah, and that was the key component to this decision was based on the fact that we wanted to mirror what was the character of downtown. And the more we contemplated what we were going to do with the facade and how could we fix it to look original, now that you have 124-year-old brick sitting there on the outside, it looks as if it's been sitting there the whole time, yeah. Natural, right? Most people we've asked, they were like, it's always been like that. I said, no, it's not. We have some clearly defined pictures that shows it was a white stucco surface and that aluminum siding. So it's changed dramatically.
Well, and people that have lived here a long time or maybe are coming back, and looking at it, it's going to be pretty special to them, I think, to see what it looks like. Now, you're going to hear stories, I think, of people saying, oh, I remember shopping here. I remember when it was Woolworths. I remember back in the day what it used to look like.
Absolutely. And that's part of the theme behind what we're going to try and do to decorate, to give it that 50s look and appeal, to harken back to an older time where, just old-fashioned values and good old-fashioned customer service were the norm of the day.
So besides the aesthetics, how will the downtown Country Style Market compare to the Fort Gratiot Country Style Market?
Well, for the most part, we will have identical offerings. I think the only clear difference will be we're going to provide things for the people who live downtown and in apartments, lofts, in condos, so such as cleaning supplies, paper products. We will carry a line of shampoos and just things that we don't carry at the Fort Gratiot's, which you would typically not find in a gourmet market. You're going to find downtown because we have to make sure if somebody comes and needs some shampoo or aluminum foil or toilet paper or feminine products, that it's there.
All the typical grocery store stuff.
That's the whole point of us being downtown, is you're going to avoid having to go either 4 miles north or 3.5 miles to west into the 24th Street Kroger or even to Marysville.
Yeah.
You know, we're trying to eliminate those nuisance trips where it's like you only need one or two things, but you can't find them right here where you live downtown.
Yeah. No, it's going to be a big deal for people that live downtown. And, you know, when you think about it, there are a lot of people that live downtown and near downtown right now.
Yeah. When we first started this project, the number of condos, lofts, and apartments was just somewhere in the 250 to 260 range. Now with the Blue Water condos coming online, City Flats decided to put some lofts or condos in on the top of its building, and then Gene is putting some things on Quay Street, plus all the other projects that have been underway or almost complete in the 200 block. Makes it, you know, that number is going to climb to 270 or greater.
That's pretty amazing, especially considering all that's gone on in the last year and a half, that Port Huron not only is continuing to thrive, but really flourish with projects like this, the Wrigley Center, you mentioned the Quay Street project as well. There's a lot going on downtown.
This city rocks, and anybody who underestimates the drive and the persistence that it takes to make these kinds of things happen, you know, needs to understand it's a deep drive to make the and commitment financially to make the city so much more better than what it was before. And I think over the next 2 or 3 years, when all these projects come to fruition, it's going to be a completely made over city, completely revitalized and with a vibrant downtown. And it's going to be pretty remarkable to look back and think that even during a pandemic, probably one of the very few cities in the entire state of Michigan that will come out stronger, better, and newer looking than it was prior to the pandemic.
Steve, why do you think that is? What is it about Port Huron that has been so special?
I think it's the people and the character of the people in this community that really speaks volumes as to why it's such a good place to invest. Not just from a personal friends, but just the old-fashioned values and that we truly care about our neighbors. And I think those things reflect really well on this community at large. It's such a great place.
I want to talk about your store a little bit, Country Style Market. I mentioned, you know, a lot of Michigan products. I mean, you really pay attention to not just Michigan, but even local products. If somebody's making something in the area and wants to get it into a store, I mean, what is that process? You must have people come to you and say, hey, we just started this new line of something.
Well, the Chamber has been a great conduit for that type of referral process. And typically, customers will ask for things that we'll go out and reach out to the vendors and see what we can do. Sometimes folks will cold call us and come in and say, hey, you know, I've got something to offer here. And then we'll accidentally run into it, you know, and try things and come to find out it's a great product. So we are going to really focus on bringing more of that to the downtown store, and not just from Port Huron, but regionally too, that we're looking at other bread suppliers and things like that, mm-hmm. that are made here in Michigan with Michigan product and included in the ingredients. And that's really important to us.
You got a lot of work to do in the next couple of months, don't you?
Yeah, we do. it's gonna feel like 20 months worth of work in 10 weeks, but I think we have the team pulled together that can pull that off, and we're pretty excited. We really are. This has just taken so long to get to this point.
What's been the most exciting part of this whole project? Was there one thing that you completed or one thing that you did where you kind of stood back and said, aha, now it's really starting to look like what
the
we
day
want.
We signed the loan contract on October 16th was probably the most profound day, because we, for 2.5 years, that was an elusive thing that just kept one more month, two more months, three more months. And then the pandemic hit, and for 6 months, it was radio silence. We didn't talk to anybody, and nobody reached out to us. And then all of a sudden, in June of 2020, communication started flowing, and it's like, hey, let's get this project going. We're ready to jump in. We've got, you know, our things figured out how we can make this project work. And when we hit October 16th, I think that was a very profound day. It was a couple tears were shed.
I bet. I bet. Absolutely. And a whole year after that, give or take a day or two, you'll be ready to cut the ribbon.
Yeah, I think that's going to be another tear-jerking day, if you will. Just a realization of something that took so long, and we had so many setbacks along the way that, you know, it's just remarkable story of persistence, really.
And it means a lot to this community. That's why everybody's peeking in the windows and asking you, you know, probably every day, hey, when's the store going to open? It means a lot to people here.
It really does. And the one thing that we want to reiterate to everybody out in the listening, your listening audience, that the Fort Gratiot store is pivotal to the success of the downtown store. I have a loading dock there that we can offload the big cargo containers. The 53-footers that we just can't bring downtown, we're not going to bring those downtown. And the fact that we have so many loyal customers up in the Fort Gratiot store that, you know, we want to make sure they understand that store is staying open, and the scale of economy by being able to buy for two stores will allow us to be much more competitive pricing-wise, too.
Yeah. Oh, that's exciting. This is all going to be really fun. Can't wait to see, you know, firsthand what this looks like. It's going to be really a big deal in downtown.
I hope it takes your breath away, Paul, and that most people, when they come in, will be stunned to see the transformation that happened from a old decrepit building that the roof was falling in, and there was insulation and ceiling tile panels just falling everywhere on the floor because the water was knocking everything down to what it looks like now. It's going to be pretty staggering transformation.
I hope you took lots of before pictures.
We have thousands of pictures that all along the way too. So it's going to be a pretty good read and a good just a good story about persistence and staying true to the vision of what we said we wanted to do and how we pulled it off, and a lot of blood, sweat, tears along the way.
October 2021, the projected opening date for Country Style Market in downtown Port Huron. Steve Fernandez, Michelle Jones, thanks for coming in. Thanks for the update.
Thank you for allowing us a couple moments to spend some time with you.
Now get back to work.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, too. Really appreciate it. Let's check in with Caleb, find out what's happening in our news headlines this morning.